Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed. And we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all hearts, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
Life right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary Life is here every weekday night. As a matter of fact, between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right. And I'm your host, Gary. And tonight, here on Revolutionary Life. Now, if you're new here, Revolutionary, if you're looking at my website, my site, we have an archive section. That is to say, we have an on-demand section. So all of our programs are archived. And so if you can't stay for the whole thing, if you miss it, if you'd like to get back to it, that's okay. Just log into my site, go down the list on demand, find this particular presentation, play it at your leisure. All right. Here at Revolutionary Life, we talk about the things that affect your life every day. The difference is we talk about those things from a revolutionary point of view. And revolution is just change. And change is inevitable. If there's one thing constant in this world, it's change. Shit's changing right now as we speak. The revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change. The reactionary wants to hold change back. That's a futile effort. The revolutionary wants to be on the vanguard of change. Because if you're on the front of change, you might have something to say about how it's shaped as it comes to a standstill. If you're on the ass in a change, you might not have anything to say about anything. So we try to keep our fingers on the pulse around here. And tonight, guys, here on Revolutionary Life, our topic for tonight is a continuation of a series that we're doing called The Illusion. Illusion. And tonight, we did one the other night, guys, Friday night. We're here on the weekday, so we're not on the weekend. So we did one on Friday night. And we, in fact, there you go, I'm sorry. We did one on Friday night where we actually did The Illusion again, except it was this time it focused on something we believe, we say every day. That's a lie. It's a lie and you've agreed to that lie. Well, that's okay. If everybody agrees that we're going to say this, even though it's not that, then I guess it's okay. But when you live your life by those lies, when the label don't say what's in the bottle, you better be careful about picking up them bottles and eating out of them. When the label don't describe what's in the bottle, baby, after a while, you don't know what you got. You might be calling it that. It changes your life because it changes your perspective when you look at things from a different perspective. In fact, you might see something you didn't see before about that same incident, that same situation, that same person, place, or thing, when you look at it from a different perspective. Tonight, we're going back to deal with some more illusions, something we say to each other every day, all day, to the point where we start to believe it and pass it on to our kids. And it's something so simple, it seems. But ain't nothing simple in this world no more. Not anymore, guys. It's all real. It's all real. Nothing to play with anymore. So the revolutionary way to look at this situation. Our topic for the day is called The Illusion. And check it out. The sun will rise tomorrow. No, it won't. That's the illusion. The sun will rise tomorrow. You never think twice about it. You eat that. You accept that. You breathe it in and keep on going. And it changes your life. And I'm going to tell you how. I can show you how. The sun will rise tomorrow, it says. That's the topic. No, it won't. The fact that it will is a lie. The fact that it won't is the truth. You choose what you want to, you choose which one you want, the lie or the truth. The lie that you know is a lie, you know, they got something called cognizance dissonance. You know it, but somehow you miss it. You walk right past it. Somehow you don't know. I don't know. You know and you just miss it. You don't rhyme with it. You don't resignate. You dissonate. Dissonance. Cognizance dissonance. Just the opposite of resonance. So instead of resonate, you dissonate. And here's a topic that's going to, it's going to talk about this point. It's going to lay out this point. Now, let me say one other thing to you newcomers, if you're new. Revolutionary Life is a call-in show. I got a phone number. I got a chat room that's open. And when I open it, it's open to your comments, your concerns, your questions, whatever. Hysterical outbursts, put them in the chat. I will address, I'll be monitoring that chat. And I will address those comments in the chat or over the air if you like. Call me and you go directly onto the air. Everybody will hear what you have to say. Everybody will hear my response. So this is a call-in show, folks. I develop half of this show. I call it Your Time to Shine. Half of this show is called Your Time to Shine because half of this show is dedicated to your questions, comments, and concerns, if any. So I will announce my call-in section in just a moment. Right now I'm going to present the material, guys, and then I will announce my call-in section and everything's open, the phone line, chat room, and I want to hear what you have to say. That's why I do that. Okay, so keep that in mind. Your participation is welcome here. The illusion. That's the topic tonight. That's a part, that's a continuing topic, but underneath the subtitle is The Sun Will Rise Tomorrow. No, it won't. That's a lie. You know it's a lie. You'll have your children saying it. Because if you listen to these shows, guys, you will see that it's a bunch of lies that you wake up every day saying. Until the point where you don't realize it, but you're living, you're walking, you're living your life according to the lie versus the truth because you say the lie so often. The sun will rise tomorrow. No, it won't. Sorry. Forget about it. Now, one of the things that excited me about this particular topic, guys, and I told this story in some of my other presentations because it was something that I thought was necessary. One day, I was teaching a class. I teach a foreign language, a Latin-based language. I'm teaching this class to some teenagers, high school kids, right? I happened to mention in that class that the sun doesn't rise and set. And these high school students looked at me like I was lying to them. I said, no, the sun does not rise and set. They were not ready for that. I hope you are. I hope you are, because it changed them when they found out. And I hope like hell it changes you when you find out that that ain't just something you go along with. That's something that will change how you live your life. Yes, it will. We ain't done. We ain't done yet. This illusion is called the sun will rise tomorrow. No, it won't. Now, I'm going to... I'm sorry, guys. I just noticed something very funny. I'm going to be doing another class on the illusion, and maybe I'll schedule that for tomorrow night. And it's going to be on one of the words in this title. And guess which word it is? The word tomorrow. You know, this title said the sun will rise tomorrow. No, it won't. But for two reasons, it won't. I'm going to talk about one reason tonight. And possibly tomorrow, we'll talk about the second one. The second one concerns the word tomorrow. And I'll just say this to you. There are some cultures on this earth who have never had a word for tomorrow. They are Native American people who don't have a word in their language for tomorrow. They don't believe that exists. You do. Even though you know better, even though you know the joke about the restaurant that puts a sign outside saying free lunch tomorrow, and every time people pull up, every day people come in for that free lunch, and the guy says, look at the sign. Does the sign say free lunch today? No, it says free lunch tomorrow. So you go home and you come back and you see the sign, you come back, but you come back the next day. And the guy points to the sign and says, what does that sign say? It says free lunch tomorrow. Well, why are you here today? And so that's the joke. Tomorrow has not and never will come. And I think that'll be the title of tomorrow, guys. We're doing another section called The Illusion, that you live every day, that you believe every day, that you've been told and sold, and you don't think it affects your life, and I'm going to prove it to you it does. But I'll hold that one for tomorrow. For tomorrow, get it? Okay, guys, we need to talk about it. We need to talk about it because you accept some shit that ain't right. And you pass that on to your kids and stuff. So I'm teaching this class, language class. And these kids hear me say that the sun does not rise or set. And everything stops. They look at each other like they can't believe this guy. And so I stopped the class and I said, okay, guys, do you believe that the sun rises and sets? And they said, yeah. So nobody, they made it all the way to high school. But I can't blame them, guys. I have to blame that school. I can't blame that school. I have to blame them parents or whoever raised these kids. Because as far as they were concerned, one day was just like the next. Boring. Unless they could find something to get into that was fun. They were looking for something. They were always looking for fun, diversions. Because life is boring. Kids, I could tell. So I stopped the class and I said, look, this earth that we sit on, this planet that we on, planet Earth, y'all are aware, I'm talking to these kids now, I want to make sure I'm walking with them now, they're following me. You are aware that we're on a planet, like the third rock from the sun, correct? And they thought, and they got this idea in their mind that, oh, yeah, that's right, we're on a planet. And I told them that that planet is turning to the left. And that turning causes day and night. That when it gets dark, the next morning, the sun is right where we left it last night. It didn't go. anywhere. You did. And they were excited. And so we got into it deeper. But I want them to understand that they were turning right now while they were sitting in their seats. I want them to know that they were turning away from the sun. They turned their back on the sun of the universe, the son of God or whatever, the sun. We turn our backs every 24 hours. The sun is still there. Didn't go nowhere. We went into the darkness, and we do every day, every night. We slip into darkness. But the sun didn't do that to us. It ain't the sun's fault you went into darkness or something. Don't blame it on the sun when you slip to the dark side. We turned our backs. This earth turns to the left. If you live in the northern hemisphere, hurricanes turn to the left. If you live in the northern hemisphere, flush your toilet. The water will turn to the left as it goes down your toilet. Tornadoes turn to the left. The earth turns to the left. And I made those kids, I asked those kids, I said, how fast do you think this earth would have to be spinning to go all the way around and be back here in 24 hours? And I told them that the earth at its center is approximately 24,000 miles. I gave them an average. A 24,000 mile at the equator. And now this whole 24,000 miles got to turn all the way around and be back here in 24 hours. How fast would you have to go to do 24,000 miles in 24 hours? I gave them a minute, but it didn't take them long to figure out that they had to be moving at damn near 1,000 miles an hour in order to make the 24,000 mile trip in 24 hours. I had them calculate how fast they were spinning. They said, we don't feel like we're moving. Now see, guys, the illusion is not just played on you by this educational system, by this part of the governing system of this earth, the educational part. It's not just played on you. It's an illusion that is natural. If you stand and watch the sky, you would swear that the sun is going up, coming up in the east and going down in the west. So, hey, it ain't just that the government or somebody's playing games with you, lying to you. They're just not telling you the truth. So you can lie in two ways. You can lie by commission. You can commit it. You can commit a lie. Or you can lie by omission. You can leave shit out. Yes, you can. And so if they don't tell you, if they let you live a lie, if it works for them, that's what they do. But naturally, if you stand outside, you would say sunrise and sunset. That ain't your fault. That's where it looks. But ancient people knew better. Before there was a telescope, Galileo Galilei, ancient people knew that we turn to the left. Ancient people knew how fast we were moving. Not only did they know how fast we were moving, guys, they They knew where they knew they could plot where we are right now, me and you, on this earth, are right now in relationship to the universe, every other object in the universe. Why is that necessary? And we'll talk about that. It must be. It must be. People have been doing it since ancient times. Civilizations that were doing shit 100,000 years ago that we can't do today. Let's talk pyramids of Egypt. We can't do that. We don't know for sure how they did it. Some folks said aliens did it. Couldn't have been humans. When they first saw it, they thought slaves did it. Well, I talked about that in another presentation. Of course they did. That's how they would have done it, those who claim slaves did. But it wasn't. It's precision. Not only is precision, it has in its measurements the distance around the circumference of the earth that I just talked to kids about. That 25,000 at the equator, that belt around the earth, it's about 25 grand. It's about 25,000 miles, 24,000 miles. If you're going to make it all the way around and come back in 24 hours, you got to be going 1,000 miles an hour. And they said, how could that be? I don't feel like I'm moving. I'm sitting here at my desk. We're in a classroom, right? I'm sitting here at my desk. So I asked them to imagine. Can't be that hard. For nobody to imagine, for in this day and time to imagine. Imagine sitting in a car in the front seat, back seat, doesn't matter. And the car is going 60 miles an hour. You haven't moved a muscle. You're sitting in the car. You're sitting still in a car, in the car seat, right? You have not moved a muscle. But the car you're sitting on top of, inside of, is barreling down the road, say 60 miles an hour. And so if that car is going 60 miles an hour, you going 60 miles an hour, I mean, in an hour, you're going to be 60 miles from where you were, even though you haven't taken a step. You could have fell asleep through the whole journey. You don't perceive that you're moving at 60 miles an hour. Now, if you want to perceive that you're moving at 60 miles an hour when you're sitting in a car, don't put your seatbelt on. And allow that car to stop abruptly. Just hit the brakes. The car will stop, but you will continue moving at 60 miles an hour. Right off the windshield, down the street. I mean, that's not a precise, but hey, if you don't believe you're moving right now, just because you're sitting down, guys, folks, there's people who know more about how this world works than you do. That ain't good. Because some of those people would like to use that knowledge to make sheep of you. To make you think there is no alternatives. This is all I can do. I'm just a squirrel in this world trying to get a nut. You just out here grind. While somebody else is running shit. You're just a victim. Just like sheep. Just like sheep, man, because if some sheep wander away from the herd, they don't follow the herd. For those sheep, they hire sheep dogs. And the job of the sheep dog is to go get that sheep that's wandering off by itself doing its own thing and to get that sheep's ass back in that herd through fear, through fear, through fear. y'all don't hear me. But you got to look at the society and how it works. I will tell you, and I'll have the weatherman tell you every day that the sunrise and sunset, if that to help drill it into your head that one day is just like another. Well, when those kids left out of my class, those high school kids I was telling about the speed of the earth, they saw the whole, they start looking up rather than down. Now, that's a very interesting thing to watch. It's a very interesting thing to watch is to see you people, you folks, us, raise our head up every now and then and look up. You know, cows, sheep, farm animals, pastoral, domesticated mostly, but pastoral herd animals, some not even domesticated, wild herds, but herd animals, pastoral animals, they live a life with their head pointed to the ground. Unless there was danger or something, they don't have much reason to look up. Their food resources, their food is on the ground. I guess so. And so we do that. We on the grind. We out there trying to make it, trying to get over the hump. And at the same, and so at the same time, it's sheepish behavior in a sense. It's herd behavior. It don't have to be sheep. It could be cattle. I don't know. But the behavior and this looking at the ground all the time. It's so amazing when one of y'all stop and look up. Do you realize when you do, when you're doing that, you're not just looking up, guys. You're looking up off the earth, right? And so check it out. So I explained to these kids that they were sitting in their seats in my classroom, but they were moving, and I was moving with them, and the house was moving with them, too. They were moving, the building, they were moving at approximately 1,000 miles an hour just by being on this earth, which is spinning at approximately 1,000 miles an hour. And that's why we have night and day, ladies and gentlemen. We turn away from the sun. And we will teach our kids that the reason it got dark outdoors is not because the sun went down. Let me make a point here, guys, because I want you to understand how your world is different when you have a different perspective. That's what this is about. This is a different perspective. When you see and when you look up or when you, you know, when you look up every now and then, I'm sure you look up sometimes. Some of us just stop, you know, just before we get in our car or something, look up, up off this thing for a minute. You know what I mean? Because what they don't seem to want you to grasp and own is the knowledge that, see, they'll build a rocket to send a man to space. When I tell you that this thing you call Earth is in space, you already been sent. You believe that we have to send a rocket to go to space. I'm telling you what the ancient folks told you a long time ago, but you didn't pay attention, I guess. It got lost somewhere. You already in space. If you're floating around on this, if you're on this planet that's going around the sun once a year, you're in space. Not just, you ain't just in space, brother. You moving through space right now. I want those kids to understand it, because how does that affect me? Well, check this out, guys. One of the problems, one of the political arguments or whatever, one of the arguments against sustainable, well, ideas like solar power and solar panels. One of the arguments is solar panels are no good at night. You can't use solar panels when the sun goes away. And so, or when there's a cloudy day. So we can't depend on solar panels. That's a perspective, isn't it? That's one you probably not stopped to question, have you? I just told you that the sun doesn't go anywhere. You do. And if you tie a solar panel to the ground, it's going to go when you go. If you wanted the solar panel to be looking at the sun 24/7, you could have it do so. Get it up off the ground. If you know that the sun is always shining, you're the one that's doing all the moving around, the spinning over here, causing day and night and darkness. The sun didn't do that necessarily. It certainly brought the light. But the sun is still there when you go into darkness. Why you take your solar panel with you, I don't know. Why you think it's got to be stuck to the ground so it goes out into darkness when you do, is ridiculous if it depends on the sun, because the sun didn't go into darkness. You did. You can get that solar panel up off the ground, people. You can put that solar panel at every time zone, and noon would be hitting that solar panel all day long. Until it leaves the continental U.S., and that's somewhere in Hawaii, or Guam, or the U.S., or on the East Coast, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, all the way back here to New York. There's something called time zones, is there not? A solar panel in each time zone. On a federal grid, a national grid, like our utility system, if it's on a national grid, we could have a grid every time zone. If it was on an international grid, we could just put them on the equator. The sun will always be hitting a solar panel because it didn't go nowhere. You did. Do you think the space station, with them solar panel wings on it, do you think it depends on whether the Earth is spinning around, whether those solar panels are getting sunlight? No. Now, a satellite, like internet satellites and TV satellites, they're in Earth's orbit. So they're going into darkness. They can go into darkness because they're orbiting around the Earth. They're moving. But the space station, with all the different astronauts from the different countries living there and all that shit, they ain't going around Earth. They're in space. Once you get out of Earth's orbit, you don't have to move at 1,000 miles an hour going round and round into darkness back to the sun, into darkness back to the sun every 24 hours. As long as our face is pointed toward the ground, we'll stick a solar panel on the ground and cry about the fact that it gets dark. That says more about our limitations and understanding and how attached we are to this little planet instead of an understanding of the universe that we belong to. We're in space just as much as Mars or Jupiter or Venus or wherever. We're one of them guys. We're out here too. And so these kids, got interested. They walked out of that classroom. It was dark when they left, and they were looking up. And I was telling you how interesting it is when you see human beings who spend most of their life looking down at the sidewalk or the ground, like herd animals, really very much like pastoral animals. And they stop and look up. That's something else. And guess what they look up in? They look up in something called wonder. Wonder. You remember that wonder? You remember when you look up and you're blown away as a little kid? After a while, this shit gets numb to you because as far as you know, it's just another day. As far as you know, the sun going up, coming down, ain't no big deal. The weatherman told you sunrise tomorrow, sunset the next day, ain't no big deal. You accept. Somebody knows, other than you, that this year is about over with. And what that means is that you, whether you know it or not, and you probably don't, nobody wants to tell you about it. So whether you know it or not, you've been around all the way around to the back of the sun, all the way back around to where you started from last year. About this time. Now, you didn't go round in a circle around the sun. You went around in a spiral. You ever seen a spring? A spring is not just a circle, a round circle. It's a bunch of circles and a spiral. That's how you make a spring. Well, the earth moves in a spiral. That means we went around the earth last year this time. We took off last year going around the sun. I mean, the earth did. You did. And you went all the way around the sun. You just went on a trip. You don't know that. Probably. Anyway, but you just went on a trip around the sun in the spaceship called Earth. And you came all the way back around. And now it's December. You're back where we started at. We're just about back where we took off from. No, you're not. If you were going in a flat circle, yeah, you'd be right back where you started. That's pretty dull, isn't it? But you didn't go in a circle. You went in a spiral to say you're another level up from where you were a year ago. Not the same spot. The spot you were a year ago is still there, but it's beneath you now. You've moved on. So it's not a circle or just an ellipse, you know, a bent circle, a squash circle. It's not just an ellipsis. It's just not elliptical, spiraling. So every year, it spirals up a little higher each year and higher each year and higher each year. So that means that every year you're in a different place in space than you were last year. Now, what difference does that make? You ever moved to a new neighborhood? You got to learn where the store, the church, the hospital, you have to learn where everything is because this is a different neighborhood. You are in a way different neighborhood, Jack, than you were last year. Things are different here. But you keep living your life the same way you did yesterday, and it'll keep looking like it did yesterday to you. Because you've accepted the illusion that ain't nothing changing. Everything looks the same to you. That ain't revolutionary, is it? Because you would, as a revolutionary, you know that everything changes constantly. And so, as this change has occurred, guys, today we're officially in a new neighborhood in space. You with me now? You know we are in space, right? We don't have to go there. We are in space, and just as much as Venus or Neptune or Jupiter or any other planet out there, we're in space. All right? And not only are we in space, we're in a certain place in space that has changed since last year. We're back where we started. We're higher than where we started, but we're back in the same general area, right? This is the area where we started, but oh no, we don't live in that neighborhood no more. We remember them. We used to be in that neighborhood, but we've moved, guys. We're moving in a spiral, not a circle. You know the difference? You know what I mean? We're not just going round and round and round and round and round on the same racetrack. This racetrack is raised up. So we're going around at a higher level this time. And it'll raise up again. And we'll go around on a higher level next time. But then every time you go to a higher level, everything's different than it was on that bottom floor down there. It's a new neighborhood up there. We entering a new neighborhood, guys. And y'all should get ready. There's a change here in this community that if you ain't ready for, well, just pay attention. You should get ready. You've moved. What happens when you move to a new neighborhood, guys? You used to live on the West End. Now, your folks done moved down south. You don't know nobody down there. But here y'all come. So you got to get some new friends. You got to know where all the different stores and the churches and the schools and all that is. You have to get your bearings. You have to get your bearings. You have to get your bearings. This is what ancient people have been doing, guys, since we got here. They've been tracking where we are, not on Earth necessarily, but in the universe, because we're moving. We're never in the same place twice. And every place has its own characteristics. That's where astrology came in at, or comes in at, influences by others in this neighborhood we're in. That didn't affect us so much when we were in that lower neighborhood. Now we're up in that higher neighborhood. It has a little bit more of an effect on us. But we're in a new neighborhood. Nobody will argue with you about that. And every year about this time, December, yeah, every year about this time, I hate to call it December because that's a lie. We're going to have to get to that too. But every 12 months, we're embarking on a new spiral. And when we come back here in December, we won't be back here. If you look up in the sky, I mean, if you look out there in space, where we are right now, we'll be in a different place next month, next year this time. Why? Because we're not going around in circles around the sun. This ain't the same racetrack, just round and round and round. We are moving in a spiral. Now, I don't want to blow your mind, but we are being dragged. You and me, and the planet we're on. We're following our star, the sun, which is moving. It turns on its axis, just like the Earth turns on its axis. It's moving around the center of the galaxy, the Milky Way, just like we're moving around the sun, around it. So we move around the sun. It's like the moon moves around us. We move around the sun, us in the moon. And then the sun moves around the galaxy. Everybody is in a new location right now. Even the sun is in a different location than it was last. so many years, more than 1 year, more than 1 year for the sun. You see, when 2012 came about, guys, the Mayans pointed out, and people believed that this was going to be end times, right? Because we were in a new neighborhood. Here's what happened. If you look at that Milky Way and you consider it a circle with arms, you know, spinning around to the left, by the way. And at one point, the Earth and the sun and all the planets that's going around the sun, following the sun around, we were all in the midst of those stars that make up the Milky Way. You could barely make us out down there. Now, in 2012, we peaked. Is that a good way to put it? Yeah, we peaked up above the mass of stars, almost to the point where we're in line of sight of the center of this galaxy. That's like another big sun, bigger than the one we got, I guess, or something. I don't know. But the center of this galaxy can be seen from here now. A little bit. We peeped up above the clouds, so to speak. And so that was a significant turn for the mind. Now, why is that, guys? We got to talk about it one of these days. There's something about being in line of sight when it comes to electromagnetic waves. And the higher intensity, the higher frequency, the shorter the wavelengths, but the higher the frequency, microwaves, et cetera, often require line of sight communication. I don't know if you know this, guys, but we've been recently getting radio signals. Recently, I'm talking a couple of months ago. NASA, not some guy on YouTube. That they haven't quite figured out yet, but it's coming from the center. We're in line of sight now. I'm just saying, if you're not, I'm not talking horoscopes, you guys. I'm talking astrology and astronomy. It's astrologically. If you're not into that kind of thing, I understand. Because it's been perverted. The ancients watched the stars too. Remember, Christmas is coming up. One of the motifs around Christmas is the three wise men, or in some Bibles it says the three magi, who somehow knew that a king of the Jews or whatever was being born in Bethlehem. And so they got on their camels or whatever, and they traveled to Bethlehem bringing gifts for the newborn king. This is the Christmas nativity scene where the three kings come with frankincense, myrrh, and gold to present to the newborn king. And how did they know? What does the scriptures say that they, how was they alerted that a king was born? Well, some of y'all have that symbol on the top of your Christmas tree. It was the star of Bethlehem. It was a star, guys. The Magi was looking at the sky. Somebody want to say astrology? The Magi was looking at the sky, and they saw a certain arrangement of stars. And that certain arrangement of stars, since time immemorial, heralded the coming of a king. When they saw the stars arrange themselves, they followed the star of Bethlehem, the shining star in the sky, which led them to Bethlehem and the baby Jesus in the manger. And they presented gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the newborn king. That's the nativity story. Who are these magicians? How did they come from afar? Three of different magicians from three different places come from afar. What signal then? People have been looking at the stars and working with our place in the universe and the effect that the other rocks have. I hate to call it the third rock from the sun, but that's us. But there's all these other planets out there. And as we get closer to them or far away from them, they have an effect on us. So astrology, if it is practiced the way it should be, well, I'm sorry, the way the ancients did, would enlighten us to no end about the universe we live in. Just be careful, guys, about accepting a lie when you know better and passing it on to generations to generations. I don't care if the weatherman said tomorrow, sunrise at 6 o'clock, sunset. Yeah, if that works for you, it's workable, but it's a lie, and you need to live your life knowing it's a lie. You need to pass it on to your kids knowing, oh, that's a lie. We just said that. But I don't want you to think like that because you got things to do in this world. This is your world. This is your universe, and you need to know how it works. We need to teach our kids natural law. You see, natural law is not Republican or Democrat, liberal or whatever. Nature don't play those games. We do. The first law is we need to teach these kids is natural laws. And quit lying to them like, oh, it's okay. Because before you know it, you're going to have grown-ups who believe the sun rises in the morning and sets at night. And we don't go anywhere. We just sit here and watch it happen. Man, we're rolling. We're rolling through space following the sun. We're going around the sun, but wherever the sun goes, baby, we are in tow. We are being towed. We're going wherever the sun goes. So we're in a new place today. I don't know if you're in astrology or not, but if you knew that, you might look up sometime. You might peep into some astrology. You might take a look about, just look for the arrangement in the stars, or you might not even get into the esoteric stuff. But you might as well know you're in a new neighborhood and different rules. There's different things going on in different neighborhoods you probably need to be aware of before you bump your head. We'll talk about that too in our new neighborhood. It's a whole nother dimension. I'm going to give you a break. When I come back, I'm opening up my lines. Here's some music, guys. I'll be right back. We'll be right back. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. And let me remind you again, we're here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I'm your host, Gary. And guys, one of the things I want to remind you of is that there's a follow button on the site. If you're on my site and you look up to the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a follow button. Hit that button and you'll be notified when we're live. Across from there is a share button. Hit that share button and you can share this program with others who might be interested in this subject. All right? Or in general. And so, guys, we're into our call-in section. I'm opening up my chat and my phone number, area code 563-999-3531. Area code 563-999-3531. If you call me, you go straight onto the air. Everybody hears what you have to say. Everybody will hear my response. Also, I have my chat room opened. I will be monitoring that chat. And so if you put a question, comment, or concern in the chat room, then I'll respond to that comment, question, or concern. Because I'll be looking at that chat. And so this part of my show, I call it Your Time to Shine. This is my call-in section, guys. You're welcome to call me, or you're welcome to hit my chat. If you tonight we've been talking about the illusion. This is the second part of a series on the illusion. And tonight we're talking about what sounds like a very simple illusion that we've accepted and passed on from generation to generation, like we didn't know any better. But we did. And for most part. And that thing was that the sun will rise tomorrow. No, it will not. My lines are open. I'm going to give you a little music. If you want to think about communicating with me, I'm going to give you a little music to listen to while you contemplate communication. Thank you.
awesome. Just a little. Yeah. I'll just watch it come.
And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Block Talk Radio. All right. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. We're here every week, and I'm your host, Gary. We're here every week, day, night, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Guys, I also want y'all to remember that all of our shows are archived. So if you're never, ever able to stay for an entire show, or if you missed the show, you can always catch the show later. Just come on to my site, scroll down, and you'll see my on-demand section. in the on-demand section are all of our previous shows. This show will be on that on-demand list about an hour after we're done here tonight. And so you don't miss anything. That's the idea. You don't have to miss anything. And so tonight here on Revolutionary Life, where we deal with things that affect our lives every day, all day, we just look at those things from a revolutionary point of view. And revolution is just change. And there's a lot of shit out here that needs changing. One of them is the lies that we tell ourselves. Some of them seem to be innocent lies, generation after generation after generation, until people start living the lie that they know better. They start living, many of them know better, but after a while, I'm not surprised. I surprised a bunch of teenage kids, high school kids, explaining to them how day and night occurs. I would not be surprised if there were grown-ups. Now, these were teenage high school kids, but I wouldn't be surprised if there are grown-ups out there who still use these terms, sunrise and sunset. And not only use them, but believe them. That's looking at the ground. And there's some people who'd love for you to look at the ground. Guys, I tell a story in my previous presentations about Galileo Galilei, who came up with this nice telescope. And it blew his mind because the church, the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church had told him in his education that the earth was made in the first and it was the center of everything. And everything you look up and see out there is just floating around the earth. And the earth is at the center of it all because that's the place God made first. Galileo happened to peep through a telescope and looked up. And I'll tell you why that's important. Galileo looked up with his telescope. And still, well, I'll talk about that. But Galileo looked up with his telescope. And in doing so, he noticed that, wait a minute, the earth not in the, not the center of anything. He noticed that the biggest thing out there was the sun. And that we were going around it. It wasn't going around us. The church kidnapped him off the street, held him hostage in the Vatican. This is a matter of fact, guys. For saying that the sun, that we lived in a solar system, not a geocentric, but a helio, sun-centric universe, solar system. That we, along with, they could only see seven total planets at the time. So we and all the other planets that he noticed were going around the sun once in their year. Our year takes 12 months. Their year sometimes take longer. Their day sometimes take longer. Our day takes 24 hours. And so he noticed that, wrote it down, and got arrested for it by the church, kidnapped off the street, and held hostage in the Vatican. He told a prince, that was a prince, a big merchant guy, prince, probably a Medici or something. He wrote this prince a letter and told him about his encounter in the Vatican. And he said, they held me there and told me that I couldn't go around saying that the sun was in the center of the universe. They said they already knew that. the church told Galileo Galilei that they already knew that they lived in a solar system, but the people were not ready to know. I'm quoting, guys. He said the Vatican told him while holding him hostage in the Vatican that the church told him, we already know we live in a solar system, but the people are not ready to know. When are y'all going to be ready? When did they think it would be time to tell you, to let you know, to say, hey, by the way, all that mess we've been telling you about the earth being in the middle and everything going around the earth, that's a lie. The church has been lying to you. We know better. The sun is in the center. Galileo said it, and they arrested him and held him captive in the Vatican, told him to quit saying that. Galileo said they pulled a book off the shelf of the Vatican bookshelf, a book written by a man named Copernicus. Copernicus, back in the Greco-Roman times. And he had drawings showing the sun in the middle and the earth and the other planets going around and around the sun as far back as Copernicus. They had a book with Copernicus drawings on the shelf in the Vatican Library, and they pulled it off and showed it to Galileo and said, we already know, but the people are not ready to know. The church was making a decision when you should know what the hell is going on in the universe and that you're part of it and it affects you. When are you gonna be real? When are you going? You gonna wait for the? You gonna wait till they tell you? Not to their benefit for you not to know, for you to keep grazing in the grass with your head down instead of looking up. See, the church told them that looking up there is all about heaven, angels, gods. Their business was down here on earth until they died. Then they get a chance to go up there and find out what's going on in the clouds. Galileo looked up, and he saw that was a lie. Now, I'll tell you why I say Galileo looked up all the time. Because he didn't, when he first built this telescope, you know how he made his money. He made his money selling his telescopes to merchants. Businessmen who sold things in the marketplace. You see, the businessman would take Galileo's telescope and go up to a tall tower and look out over the ocean. And if they saw a ship coming into dock way out, further than anybody else could see without a telescope, they could get the name of that ship. And if they knew the name of that ship, they could run back down to the marketplace, look up the manifest for that ship. If that ship was bringing coffee beans by the tons, and if that merchant was selling coffee beans down there in the market, he'd immediately raise his prices because he knew once that ship landed, there'd be more coffee beans than anybody knew what to do with, and the price of coffee would go down. So merchants got a heads up on what ships were carrying what, and seeing those ships before they landed and changing their prices based on that with Galileo's telescope. That's how he made his first money off the telescope. But one day he looked up instead of selling it to these merchants to make money with. He actually used it for astrology and astronomy and got him arrested by the church. I wonder when they would have decided to tell you. I wonder if our schools would have still been teaching that the earth's in the center. At what point would the Vatican, would the Catholic Church decide to tell you that we lived in a solar system? They told Galileo, we know. We have a book here on the shelf by Copernicus. We know. But the people are not ready to know. When was that going to be, when we were ready to know? My lines are open. We still got some time. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. 563-999-3531. Call me, you go straight onto the air. My chat room is open. Questions, comments, concerns, drop them in the chat. I'll be monitoring that chat. I'll respond to that chat just as I would that phone call. This part of the show I set aside strictly for you. I call it your time to shine. My lines are open. My chat room is open. I'm going to give you a little music while you contemplate communicating. Thank you. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. Revolutionary Life is here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday, guys. Don't forget, if you're on my site, there's a follow button up there. In the upper right hand, I think it's upper right hand corner of your screen. If you hit that follow button, you'll be alerted when we are live. You can come right on in. Also, across from that follow button is a share button. Got to learn to share, people. It's all about sharing, isn't it? We got to learn to share. So there's a share button on my site. If you know anybody who's interested in these kinds of subjects and revolutionary looks at the world today, interested in change, share it with them. They might thank you for it. The shows are archived, guys, as I mentioned. We got an on-demand section on our site. You stroll down my site. If you're on that site, you stroll down my site, you will see all of our previous presentations. They're there on demand. You pick the topic, pick the show, the podcast. Hit play and you got it at your leisure, anytime, 24/7. These shows are there, all right? And they will always have a comment section. You can comment on these shows, even previous ones. I'll get that comment. All right. I want to thank everybody who listened in tonight for listening in tonight. And just remember, I'll be here tomorrow night. I'll be here tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I have my lines open. Like I told you, this is a call-in show. So I have my lines open in my chat room for your questions, comments, and concerns. In the meantime, guys, let's get real. Things have changed. Nothing. I don't care what it looked like. Nothing is the same as it was last year or yesterday. 5 minutes ago. Catch me tomorrow, guys, on our show. We may do another piece on the illusion. And our next piece may even be on the question of tomorrow. You remember me telling you that there are cultures around right now, native cultures, who don't even have a word for tomorrow. They don't believe it exists, such a thing even exists. Where did you get it from? Who told you that? What you've been told, soul man, is very important. In order to make change, you need clarity. That's what we're about. Let's get some clarity. Check me out tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. The show is called Revolutionary Life. The host is called Gary. Thank you for listening in, everyone who listened in. I appreciate you, and I will see you tomorrow. I'm going to give you a little music as we go out. I want to wish you a good night. A buenas noches. A bona noche. Ciao.